One of the most maligned federal agencies, the Immigration and Naturalization Service, will soon be abolished. As of March 1st, the INS will officially be recreated within the new Department of Homeland Security. In its place will be two agencies, one for border security, the other a Bureau for Citizenship and Immigration Services. Reformers have long called for just such a separation, but now many worry immigrant rights will be shortchanged as the new department focuses on security. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
The INS has straddled two contradictory roles, to both keep the bad guys out and welcome the good guys in, doing neither well. Now, Republican Congressman James Sensenbrenner, a vocal reform advocate, says at last each side will be able to focus on its specific mission.
There will be separate budgets. There will be separate heads of each of the new bureaus that are required by law to have some type of qualifications in the area that they're supposed to be dealing with. And no longer will the immigration function be considered as a stepchild, both in terms of budget and in terms of personnel.
For example, Sensenbrenner says the enforcement side will no longer be able to raid funding for immigrant services, as has often happened. Under Homeland Security, Congressman Sensenbrenner envisions a new era of bigger immigration budgets, with a key priority to computerize antiquated office equipment. Nice thought, says Margie McHugh of the New York Immigration Coalition, but she has no confidence it will happen.
If the INS is now competing with nuclear terrorism and biological terrorism and customs and border patrol and all these other priorities, to suddenly walk into those conversations and say, well, we're really worried about the citizenship backlog, it's hardly going to be taken seriously.
McHugh notes the INS just asked for 500 new jobs for next year to help with the backlog of cases piled up because of post-9/11 security checks. Congress said no. The New York Immigration Coalition predicts that processing delays, already months and often years, will grow even longer for those seeking green cards, citizenship, and asylum. Angela Kelly of the National Immigration Forum believes the Bush administration made its priorities clear when it named the head of the new Border Security Agency. It will be Asa Hutchinson, who now leads the Drug Enforcement Administration.
All drugs are bad that come in illegally. That's a bad thing. There's nothing good about drugs and what the DEA has to do. It's an important function. But having that person also responsible for the inspection of legal immigrants coming to this country is a very frightening paradigm.
Kelly says it sends the message that the U.S. regards all immigrants as potential terrorists. Gordon Jondro, spokesman for the Department of Homeland Security, counters that improving vigilance does not mean sliding services.
The money that is going into new technologies to improve border security also will have the result of speeding up the process of legitimate visitors and immigrants to this country.
Previous proposals to split up the INS called for a powerful position to oversee both functions. That disappeared by the final bill that created the new Homeland Security Department. Alex Alenikoff of the Migration Policy Institute says the lack of such a voice threatens to leave U.S. immigration policy without direction.
One can think of a range of topics, whether it's a new negotiation with Mexico over guest workers, or whether it's temporary protected status for people fleeing from civil wars. These are issues that go way beyond the mandate of the Department of Homeland Security, and there's no place within the department specifically designated to have these kinds of broad-based discussions.
In the end, debate over the revamped INS seems to break down between those who believe things simply can't get worse for the beleaguered agency and those who believe they can and will. One immigration analyst says at least by moving to Homeland Security, the INS will get one thing it desperately needs, a fresh start. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.